All right, good vach. We're holding Shemem Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Hope we cover a few nice sifim tonight. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of yisaidis here. Yisaidis in Shelah B'Alem, yisaidis in other halakas. Let's start and see how it goes. Sif Yud Aleph. Shaul mi beis shutfim. If someone borrowed from a partnership, took money from a partnership, from a company, from a chevra, and one of the bailam, one of the owners was lent to me, one lent out to me, he's working for me. I don't have both owners, I only have one owner. The chain, inverse case, hashutfin shashalu, partners borrowed something, and it happens to be the owner happens to be working for one of the borrowers. I raise that suffix and mushaila bailam alav. It's considered a suffix if you have the halacha of Shaila Babalam or not. What's the suffix? Look in the smas of cotton yud zayin. Gamze iboya dolo ifshato. This too is an iboya dolo ifshato. It's a shaila in the Gemara. Vezelosh in the Gemara. Kuloi bailav beinon vahaleka. It was a gzeris akaza only if I have the entire bailam, the entire ownership of the item. And in this case, I don't. Because in this case, I'm missing, I only have half the ownership. The shutfims, I only took one of them. Vahaleka. Oduma, at least mehahidi day mea mifta. At least if I blow it, I'll be potter from this person's chelik. If I borrow something from Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's working for me, so and I blow it, at least I'll be put on the half that I owe to Reuven, because klapi Reuven's half, I'll have shelo bebailim. Means on the half of Shimon, who's not working for me, that's pashut, I'm going to be chayv. I don't have a din shelo bebailim. The o shayli is chutch, the half that Reuven's working for me, I have a p'tur shelo bebailim, that's normal, you would say. Or gzeris akos of kulo shelo bebailim, kulo bailim beinan, I don't have the whole bailim, but mele I'm chayv even on Reuven's half. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Who are doing shutfin sheshalu? If you have shutfin who borrow, same shayla. Do we need kulo shayl beinon valeka? Because the bailam are only working for one of the shutfin, one of the borrowers. Or do at least may he paug the shayli mi es mifta? At least chach on that half, I'll be potter. So the tzad I'll be in ganzen chayv, or at least on that half I'll be potter. That's how the Pashas, the Gemara, and the Rishonim. The Mechaber shtickles that mashm like that. The Mechaber, again, says, show me way to have neutral lechem, and the chin should have neutral lechem. I raise that sophic Moshe'el of Bailam alav. He doesn't limit it to which half. And if he continues, Lefiko, Chimeisa, if the item dies, Hayyos, it's a sophic. Whenever you have a sophic, Moshe'el of Bailam alav, Einu Mashalim, I won't pay. Now, Lechayro, in the case of I borrowed from Shutfin, and there's only a tzad that be put on the one, on that guy's chelik, but on the owner that I don't have working for me, I'm zecher chayiv. So you shouldn't say, lefika gamesi na mashalam. It should be, enu mashalam, oise palgo, oise chelik, chelkoi, his chelik. What's going on here? And the Ramah and the Machaber continues, v'mtofsu, since it's a sveka dedina, v'mtofsu habaylim, and mitziyim miyodim. I don't have to pay because I'm listening for Levaraya, but yet, he could be toifetz for me because he could say, kimli fakeri. He holds like the other side of the sofik, it's a sofik, so he's muksak, he'll be toifetz and he'll win. That's the Machaber. Now, what I told you this diik, raise our mind, we're showing you make this diik, the Mugyets, Mishlam Melech, and they mutchen, I have to say, they mutchen, they say that the Rambam, the Machaber only taka meant, not to argue with the other Rishonim, of that the Rambam only meant that you'd be potter, taka, the whole Shalik Gemara is only potter on that chilek, but on the other chilek avad, even the Rambam would be moidi yachayev, and he, therefore they learn, and Mesa and Mishalim is going on, not on really both cases, it's a Lashon. Really, miyuchad mur for the case of shutfin sheshalu, that this shutif who has the bailim working for him will be potter. But enechnam, the other case, ashol mi bei shutfin, that guy is zichin b'chayv on the other's half. All right, it's a shtickol doichik in the lashon, but you're gonna have to be soivel the doichik because, like I said, the pasha said at least our gears in the gemara is mefush v'keret. Our gears is the whole shalu was only on one half; the other half you bother your chayv. Okay, here goes a major chiddush. V'im pasha ba. Now, I just said it's a shayla, a regular boy, the loyivshit in the Gemara, if there's going to be shayla bebailim. Comes along the Gemara and says, and comes along the Rambam and says, in Pashaba, when you have a sofik, which I just said, I'm waiting to make a veil over, I won't be chayiv, but in Pashaba, if I did a pshia, then it's worse. Why? Vesek nich. But if I did a pshi, it's worse. And yesh mechayivim v'yesh poichim. Actually, the girsa in the old Shulchan Aruch was yesh mechayiv loshen yachid, which is the Rambam, v'yesh poichim, which is everybody else. All the other Rishonim argue, whatever, the Torah already jumps on the Rambam, but the pashas from everyone is that avad going to be potter. But the Rambam held that you're going to be chayiv. And what's going on? You have a neboi de lo yifshito, which the Rambam himself said, a safik, a meitzmek of elaraya. That's if it was nenas or gneva v'aveda. But if it was pshia, then the Rambam holds, even by a suffix sheila b'baylim, if you're a pesheya, you're going to be chayiv. What happened to the klal of a mitzvah of a raya? And to the end to this is a many, many terutim given to this kasha, and I'll share b'lined with oilam a few of them. And each one is like, you say you stick a, how do you see the whole thing? But
can you see the Rambam holds of pshias like a mazik?
Correct. Excellent. So Rambam holds pshias like a mazik. He mechavan to Rav Magid. Rav Magid already tries to explain the Rambam. And he says, oh, because the Rambam lishitase, all the Rishonim argue, we argue, la'aloch, we don't pass it like this, but the Rambam holds pshias like a mazik. That's what the Rav Magid says, and you could look it up. Look in Sivkot Yud Ches. Zok the Sma, Taimoy, the Sfirle, the Pesheya, Kim Mazik, Biyadayim, who, like what you said. If you can't prove that you have the p'tur of Shaila Babailim, then Lepacha Chayv L'Shalom. If you don't have that, if Ein Raya Bru Davi P'shi Babailim Lepacha Chayv L'Shalom. If you don't have the Raya that you're potter, you're going to be Chayv. You're guilty until proven innocent. If it's Gneva Vavei the 19th, then you're innocent until proven guilty. And Lididan that we hope she is not Kamazik, Vaita, you're innocent until proven guilty. But if she is Kamazik Biadayim, then you're guilty until proven innocent. What's going on? Right? Well, what does it make a difference? So you are Kamazik. Now what do you think? Ma'ilu Chacham Atakantam. So good. Rav Magid's terrors to this problem is that it's Kamazik. Okay. So Frekt Allah, they don't know what's going on. They're Cheshuk and they're Shai Allah. Really, yes, yes. Soif, soif. It's a Sveika Didinu, it's a Safik in the Gemara, Boy Dulev Shito. And you're going to tell me, let me ask you, Shala. Every Mazik, Bechola Terikul, if a guy did a Mazik, but even it's a Safik Mazik, you can tell me it's Chayiv because he's a Mazik B'Yadayim, and until you can prove that he's part of his Chayiv, we don't say about that. The Klal of Mazik Rehel of Rai was said even by Mazik. So by making this guy a Pshi into a Mazik, what is it going to help you? Still, Saif Saif, it's a Sveika Didinu, what's going on?
Well, I understand. Before we the Ramam Holt, that
Pshia
is a mazik and
it's chayiv
by
Shaul. No. Rambam holds Pshia is kemazik lamosha, like b'tur by the b'tur of kakash taris vavodim. The Rambam learned that the b'tur is only for gneva vaved the 19th, but not for Pshia because Pshia is kemazik. That's what the Rambam. But by Shaila b'baylim, by the din of Bailam, the p'tur of Bailam, that's even for Pshia. So for Shukamar, the Marad of Shaila, the Machlok is a Ravina of a Ravacha, the Halacha Gdivri Amekel. Whenever you have a Machlok, the Ravina of a Ravacha, Halacha Gdivri Amekel, that the p'tur of Shmira Babailam is even a p'tur for Pshia. The Shaila, the Gemara is. No, it's not for Mazik. We said that. It's not for Mazik. Not for Mazik. But Pshia, yes, and it's for Pshia. Now, we went through from day one, we had a whole Rikhus Dixais in the Sivas, the first year, that's for sure. For Mazik, it's not a Ptur. But for Pshia, it is a Ptur. It's a Gemara. What should I do? It's a Gemara. The Gemara Shaila, the Chiyishal, the Vav, is a Pasha of Shmir Babylon going a Ptur back on the two Pashas preceding it, even on Shemachin. It's Makhlegis. So it's only go back, the Vav. Only goes back in the previous Pasha by Shem Masachol, or goes back Lefnei de Lefnei, even in Pasha Shem Mechinim. Shaila in the Gemara, Tu Amorim, Ravina Ravaka, Halacha, Gdivri Amekel, so Halacha is that he's Pata. Fusha Halacha, he's Pata. So if that's the case, what's going on here? What's going on? Who cares? She is Kamazik, a Sekha Dedina, Rabbanin Shalim, a Sekha Dedina is also Pata, even here Mazik. $1 million Kasha. Anyone has a Teretz, please let me know, but I'm saying this Kasha, Mamish, all the Chinam, I'm watching, what's going on? So first, let's go back to the Lashon, just to understand what the Rav Magid meant. The Rav Magid says, let's read it again. Isn't it? The Peshei Kamazik B'Yadayim Hu, V'cho She'en Lanu Raya Brura, Davi Pshia B'Bailan L'Patrei Chayiv L'Shalim. So what I believe he means to say is, it doesn't mean that's a regular Sveika Dedina. What he means to say is like this, that if you have a Vade Chiyuv with a Sofik Poita, unless Mandapolik you are Mazik, unless the Mandapolik a Mazik is Chayv, or Pshi is Kamazik, sorry, Pshi is Kamazik and a Mazik is Chayv. So Yezicha have a Siba why you should have to pay. And now you want to invoke a Ptur Shmira Babaylim, which is against, you know, svara, but it's a p'tur that you have, am yevadei chiyev, so you have a vadei chiyev with a safek p'tur. So on there, that's what the Rav HaMagid meant. It means, numa'al, if you have a safek, did I mazik you, and you can't prove it, avadam etzik me'lev araya. But here, where you know for sure I was mazik you, for sure I owe you the money, I should owe you the money. Now you have a safek, maybe I can invoke a p'tur shmir ba'aylim, well, until I could prove that I have this p'tur, I'm vadei chayev. Ain't safek ma'itzik me'dei avadei. I have a vadei chiyev with a safek p'tur. Ma'mela, that's what the Rav HaMagid man. Memela, that's why I'm going to be chayv. Aye, if that's a plan of Rav HaMagid, so why do you need Pshiya Kamazik? Even Pshiya is not Kamazik. If I was Vade Pshiya, let's say it's not Kamazik. I know for sure I owe money, I'm for sure chayv, and I have a Sofak Ptur Shmir Barailim, or even let's say Gneva Vaveda Noinsa for that matter. I know for sure I should be chayv, and I want to invoke a Ptur of Shmir Barailim. Prove it that you have the Ptur. I see in front of my eyes, I see a Vade Chayv. So until you can prove that you're Pati, you should be chayv. So what's going on? Means what?
No, on that maybe because they're terrorists. Because once you're going into dinin shela to say that I'm chayv and otzim, then you have to go with the whole din of shela, which means you're suffic if you're chayv. You can't play in both.
Okay, so let
mazik is chayv.
Okay, so let me bring it out. I'll develop the Rabbi Chanan's word. Maybe that's what you mean to say. So on this, Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra, and then Baba Basra said, Tafresh Nunches, Tafresh Nuntes, a couple of Isis, very Geshmak of Art. Chiddish, Abba Geshmak of Art, nevertheless. Says like this, he said, let's understand, let's dissect, what's going on here? Why are you chai for Pshia, Geneva, Veidin, Ointin? He said, Be'etzim, it's for different reasons. He said, Pshia's Kamazik means that you chayiv is it, just like if I broke it with my hands. Well, the act of being Pesheya is like I broke it with my hands. I'm responsible for what I did, or the lack thereof, because I didn't watch it, and I was supposed to watch it, and I blew it, so my lack of my Shmira is as if I broke it with my hands. That's what it means, Pshia Kamazik. So the reason why the Rambam holds that Pesheya is chayiv is not because he took on any liability, he guaranteed to watch, to pay if something goes, he warranted the item. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because, buddy, if you have a chiv shmira and you blow it, you broke it. That's what you just did. You have a chiv to watch and you didn't, so you broke my item, so you have to pay. Mashengen gneva v'aveda noinsin, Rabbi Chanan says, the reason why you're chayev, when you don't watch something like gneva v'aveda noinsin, is not because you did something wrong. It's not because, oh, I got you, you were a mazik to my item. No, it's the other way around. It's bad sin for ainsin. No one in the world saying that you did anything wrong by an ainus gama. That's for sure. Let's take shayim. Ainus gama yechayiv. How can you be chayiv ainus gama? You did nothing. Ainus rachman apatri. How could you be chayiv? It doesn't make any sense. Zokrochana akochi works the other way around. Bad sin, you didn't do anything wrong. And you're talking not chayiv for what you did, because you didn't do anything. The reason why you're chayiv is because you warranted the chayiv. You're guaranteed. If you borrow, kala no shelcha, on Torah, you're the Torah, let's say, that's how the Torah is chayiv is, that you have to warrant the item. You're chayiv einsin. You have kala no shelcha. If you would be the bailim, the chayiv would blow up. What would be mazocha garam? You lost your chayiv. Well, if you borrow an item, kala no shelcha, and it blows up, look, you're going to have to suffer a loss. Eat it. Because that's what you derive pleasure from the item. You have to take on liability. So he says it's chola. Gneva v'aveda, even gneva v'aveda, the shtickel of a pri involved, the lack of shmir, he says, no, it's not that. He said, the reason why you chayiv is because of liability. You guaranteed your insurance company. If the reason Majangan by Pshia is not because you're an insurance company. By Pshia is because you broke my item. You were supposed to watch it. You're a batlan. You promised me you're going to watch a chavis and you blew it. So the not watching is breaking my item. That's like a mazik. Melzak Rochanan like this. A chiddish. It is a chiddish, but that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say that Shmir Babaylim, when the Torah says that it's a Ptur Shmir Babaylim, we already discussed that doesn't mean that you're Oishema. Avadi is still a Shema. And avadi, you still have to watch it. And you have to feed it. You got to do whatever you got to do, right? It's a p'tur that you don't have to pay. But Meir Zok Rabbi Chanan like this: the p'tur shmir b'aylim is your p'tur in a liability. That's where you're pata. The ma'ase is you are still a shayma. No, you have a aval pk in the chiddush akra that even by shmir b'aylim is pata v'pshia means that even though be'etzem you should be deemed as a mazik, nevertheless the Torah parted you from tashlumim. So he sort of wants to have that in this one gzeres akosiv shtei two dinim. One din is that you're pata on the tashlumim, you don't have to pay if you blew it, even though you broke my item, you broke my item, but you pata on the tashlumim. And then there's also inherent in this that b'chlal you don't even have liability on my item. You took on liability, you guaranteed your insurance company my item. No, you're not an insurance company. Shmir b'baylam, you don't have it. And Bailey wants to say that klapi the chiv gneva v'aveden einsin, you don't have a chiv b'chlal. If you have a suffix, you might be shmir b'vaylam. So you might have not have the liability to begin with. You might have not guaranteed this item. So maveli, you have a suffix. So a suffix might make a vela raya. And the other Rishonim hope she is also works like that. It's only because of your liability. And a chanami will be the same thing. But the Rambam holds that she is kemazik as if you broke my item b'yadayim. And the reason why you chayiv is because you broke it, not because you took liability. So what's the p'tur? The p'tur must be a p'tur in tashlumim. Even though you're a vadi chayiv, but the tarafa became part of you. So he wants to say, there taki have a cheskes chayiv. I zicha see that you broke my item. I see a cheskes chayiv in front of me. You zicha have a reason to pay for me. And now you just, your shayla is, maybe the tarafa pekin has exes a cause to part you from tashlumim. Prove it. If you can't prove it, safek meitz, aim safek meitz mede vada. I have a vadi chayiv with the safek poita. But shenken gneva vavene ointen is not a vadi chayiv. The only reason why you chayiv to begin with is machmas yudine shmir of liability, and to the extent that the Shmira Babylon, you don't have that liability to begin with. So you have a suffix. Am I liable for Gneva Vaveda 19? If you have a suffix, I'm going to make a veil of a raya. It's a blitz. There's a lot going on in this Rabbi Chanan. And first, how he touches it up and he divides it, and then he says in the Shmira Babylon, there's two things. But that's how he wants to say that for Pshia, ain't suffix mitzvah devadi. But for Gneva Vaveda 19, which is machmasi liability, and the Ptur Shmira Babylon says, I'm not even liable. So, or like you call it, that's al tuch shmir medine shmira. So an enochanami. So it's ain't suffix mitzvah devadi. Sorry, enochanami. It's a suffix. I don't know if I even own it. You have a suffix if I took on liability. So prove to me. You prove to me that I took on liability, and I'll pay you if you can't. I'm mitzvah gavera of a raya. A blitz of a Rabbi Chanan.
Why Pshia would be different.
Right, that's what Rabbi Chanan is doing. Rabbi Chanan is trying to answer why Pshia is different than Gnev Aveda 9. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to have that the Sibas Achiv of Pshia is different than the Sibas Achiv of Gnev Aveda 9.
The other question, that even if it's Al Pshia, why don't we still invoke those of it? Why is it
he's coming to answer the chilek. Why by pshi yechayev and why by gneva avena? But if you hold that pshi is not kemazik, that means the other rishonim lididan, the way we pass, even pshi is only because of liability, and I have a ptur, and it will be a suffik if I'm even chayev, and hametz mekavel avray, and I'll be potter. And that's the second shita of yesh preichim. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. The Aruch HaShulchan has another pshat here. Maybe I shouldn't go into it. He touches up the whole Rambam differently than anyone else. We'll leave it out, I guess. Maybe it's better off like that. But look at the Goyin. The Goyin has a different pshat. Erech Shai has episode, also another type of a spin on things. But the Goyin in Sif Katan Tez Vav says the following. V'yesh poichin to pshi b'baylam potah. Yeah, canal, good. V'das haramim, the first sheet holds that yechayev, why yechayev? Hoyul v'hein shnei sveikus l'chiv. Because you have a svek sveiko l'chiv. What's a svek sveiko? First suffix is, b'chlal, you have the p'tur of shmir b'baylam here, because it writes at the shayla of shutfen shashol, maybe nikulu b'ayla of binon, so that's one suffix. And vayseis, the goyin learned that when there's a machloikis in the Gemara, Ravacha v'Ravino, and the halacha is Kedivrei HaMegel. It's not halacha Kedivrei HaMegel because that's the halacha. It's halacha Kedivrei HaMegel because it's a suffix. Kamezon Kevel Avraya. That's why. It's only a suffix. It's not halacha Vada, it's a suffix. So Meili says you have one suffix, Bechlal, if there's ever a Ptur Bailim by Pshia. So we pass in Avada Mitzvah Kedivrei HaMegel. Good. But it's one suffix. And now you have another suffix here. By the Leifshita, by these cases of Shufim, so you have a Svek Sveka L'chiv. Maybe there's no Ptur Shmir B'Bailam by Pshia. And Afilum Tim Tzolayim, yeah, maybe it doesn't pass over here by Shufim because you didn't get the whole Shufim. So you have a Svek Sveka L'chiv and Mamela, that's why you're Chayiv. That's how the Goyin learns up. And continue the Goyin. I just want to theorize, so I'll cut back to this. It's like the Goyin. The Loiki Magid Mishnah Ve'aviyu Bera Goyilo is Shin. This mass is the same word. That kivin shu kamazik, whatever, and that's the word, the name of Hulu. Dim Kane, because if that would be the pshat, when you hope she kamazik, all of a sudden, when you have a suffix, you should be chayiv, frek the goyin, dim Kane, kope she babalim yichayiv. Again, goyin lishitos, the halach makloik is Ravacha Ravina is only a suffix. Halachik divya mekel. So the fact that we pass can always pshia babalim is pato is only because of a suffix. not because of a vada yipata. It's a suffix. A makleik is in the Gemara, a vakavina. So you can't be mechayiv money. So he says, if that would be the case, then the Rambam should be mechayiv every pshia babaylim. Because pshia is kemazik, and mazik somehow by suffix is chayiv, because chayiv ain't suffix ptur, mitzmidei vadechiv, whatever you want to learn. But that should work by every pshia babaylim. Why is the Rambam only say it over here by shotvim? Should say it all over. Akoch, you see that that's not pshat. The pshat is because you have a sfek, sfek, or lechiv. And says Dr. Goin. The what? Even when you have a sfek, sfek? No, here the sfek, sfek, each suffik makes you chayif. First suffik, maybe you don't have a tushmir b'baylam. Right? And I feel by pshia. Maybe pshia doesn't work by pshia. And I feel pshia b'baylam does work by pshia, but it doesn't work here by shotvim. So if two sfek is why it could be chayif. So if a sfek, sfek, a lechiv, and that's why it should be chayif. Oh, excellent, very good. Excellent kasha. It's $1 million kasha, and the going is that the boys can already discuss. It's a la rucha, but pasha is the going is going to have to go like that as well. That a vada, svek svek is not going to be moitzi mammon either. If a roiv can't be moitzi mammon, enoch mammonach a roiv, so svek svek can't be better than a roiv. Pashtis. It's not better than a roiv. Mamela, if a roiv can't be moitzi mammon, svek svek is not going to be moitzi mammon either. So what does the going want? What does the guy want? So it's sex again. Shkoyek. And no come on, Malacha Roif. What's going on? Mom, what's the guy want?
I think there's a difference between Sveki Dedina and the Roif that you're talking about. The Roif that you're talking about is not. Like if you have a basin, you go bust a roif.
Okay, that's a taistake is takasha. Taistake is takasha. Exactly what taist teretz is also not poshut v'chaim. There's a lot of Torah on what taist means as a teretz. But good. The mice is that's a kasha. So I assume. Right, correct. That's what he wants. So sex like an halacha, what? And it would be better?
A roiv and halacha work.
I'm not so sure.
Roiv poiskim saskim one way.
Oh, that's what he wants to say, like a dying, a roiv poiskim. That's what he wants to say also, the roiv poiskim. Yeah, roiv poiskim, there's a toilet because the bezin, the meat takes on the roiv. You know, Chaim has toilet a lot. There's a lot of toilet. Kachukun has a pshat. You can look it up. It's in the toilet, the top toilet is Amid Beis, the first Amid Beis of the third parak in Bava Kama. Is that Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the top toilet? I think it is. This toilet. It's not partial what it is. I don't know if you can buy so much because whatever Tari's going to I'll learn the other front. I'm saying, like, what's the second? Maybe what? Maybe Shmir Rebailim does work by Pshia, yeah? And if it doesn't. No, he's Zicha Pshia. The guy was Zicha Pshia. The Shaila.
We're going to go with the other place.
What other place? I have a Safik, Shmir Rebailim works by Pshia. And then I have another Safik. Maybe Bechal does not consider Shmir Rebailim at all because I don't have the whole Bailim. I only have half the Bailim.
Right.
So it's two reasons why I should be chayiv, not two reasons why I should be potter. Even if you hold that, I'll work it the other way. It's sfek sfeka mezadik. Even if you hold that I have the whole bailam, maybe bailam doesn't work by pshia. Either way, I can be chayiv. For either sofik, I have, right, in odds, there are 75% I'll be chayiv. Because I have a 50-50 on this and a 50-50 on that. So it's a 75, if I had a gamble here, 75% of the time you can be chayiv. Right? The odds. It's stacked against you. It's two svekas against you. What's going on? So I saw the Erech Shai touches up and he wants to plug this into the Goyin. It's Goyin the Shtekah HaMasa. And he says that's what the Goyin means. He learns like this, that there's another Shaila amongst the Paiskim. How do you view every Shema? When the Shema takes on an item, do we view that the Shema is really nothing started yet? Avadi has a Chiv Shmira. But Betim, he doesn't have any his Chayvis to you yet. Just if he blows it, if it blows up, anything happens to it later, that's when his chiv kicks in. And if you have a shaila, if he's chayiv, so it's any day in the chayiv after, you don't even know if he's chayiv in the first place. Or do we say, it's tumum, it's shach, there's a lot of raid on this. Or do we say, no, the second Rambam holds that, so I'm learning the Rambam, that the second I take the item from you, I'm already chayiv, are you back an item? If I give it back to you, then I'm bought, I paid you back. So if something blows up, already the Haskalah Sachiv kicked in the second I took it from you. I'm already any day on Praticha the second I took the item from you, even before it blew up. So Mameli wants to touch up that when I took the item, I'm ready chayv. Nothing happened. I'm already chayv. You were back an item. Now you have a Shiloh, I'm going to be potter or not, and I have a svek sveka lechiv. So he says, it's not a svek sveka stam lechiv. There's a svek sveka in Peroin. It's any day on Praticha, and I have a svek sveka that I didn't pay you back, and therefore I should stay with my old chiv. I took the item from you, I'm chayiv. And now you want to say, oh, I paid you back because I had an oinis that I'm not chayiv for. Well, no, it's a sex sake that you are chayif for the zaynus because you don't have the whole bialim and it doesn't work for this priya or whatever, or shmir ban doesn't work for priya, and you don't know, you can't certify that you paid up your chayif, so it's any day in pratichas, you have a sex fake in piroin, and that's worse. What does it mean it's worse? Because we once discussed, and when we were doing many, many years ago, when we were doing Reish Lamebez, and I can tell you, it's the end of Reish Lamebez, we're talking about Enochim Mamam Nakharoiv, over there, Taka, we discussed that it could be that Enochim Mamam Nakharoiv is only when you're any day in this chayavti. But let's say I borrowed money from you, I zicha owe you money, and I don't know if I paid you back, and it's a roiv to say I didn't pay you back. There we will be Hokum Mamam Nakharoiv. Because I'm not going against a cheskes, I'm not going against a muchzik. Normal, you know, I'm not going to roiv because I have a cheskes moment and you have a roiv. So my cheskes moment is as equal as your roiv, or stronger than your roiv. But I balance your roiv and my neutralize your roiv, and you can't be mighty moment. But if I don't have a cheskes moment because I zicha owe you the money yesterday, and I have a shayla if I paid you back, so now I have a cheskes chiv. So now a roiv could be mighty. We went from a dayak, there's a ra and a shita mgvetzitz and daf mem vav and bava kama like that. There's a raid on it. So Meila, that's what time is Dr. Erich Shai. This is not a svek sveiko in chiv, there's a svek sveiko in piroin. A svek sveiko in piroin, taka svek sveiko, be mighty moment.
There's no stuff in piroin. No problem, piroin.
I took the item. I owe you, right?
No.
I still, even without the Shemar, I have to give you back the item. I have to return it.
To return it.
So I have a cheskes chiv. I got to return you an item. Now, when it blows up with Bailim, I'm going to have a ptur. So then I paid you back, so to speak. How did I return it to you? I returned it to you by having a pshia blowing it up with bialim. But if I don't know I have the bialim, and I don't know if bialim works on pshia, so it's have a svek sveiko, but I need the svek sveiko. If I only have one suffix, any day pratika, one suffix, still mitzvah v'lov raya. Because chacham tofes, how do you know you're right? Maybe I'm right. So lazay feel, keep the money wherever it is. It's not the darg of cheskes mamon. The place can call it different lashonis. Some place can call it a lashon tofes. If I don't have a cheskes mamon, I'm still tofes, right? Any day in pratich, if I don't know if I paid you back and you don't know if I paid you back, it's a 50-50 if I paid you back or not. I'm going to be a potter. You don't have to pay just because, yes, I had a chiv. But if it's a bari v'shemi in day in pratich, then I'll be chai. There are different halakas. But that's what the Erich Shai wants to plug into this going. That blibes any esfek sveikum peroin and mamel I'll be chai. Okay. Now, on the next part of the Goyin, that the Goyin learned that when there's a machloikas or avakav or ravina, alocha gedivre ameko means mitzad asofik, that all the place can jump on the Goyin. They jumped. If that would be the case, then the Rambam should bring down the halacha of Pshia Babaylin. Even when the Pshia Babaylin, we say the Yapot, the Rambam should say it's a Sofik, the Rambam should say if your taif is your metim amenu, he should put it together with the whole list of many sveikas in the Semin, that the Rambam has a list. That halacha, that Shmir Babaylin works on Pshia, if it's only mitam Sofik, the Rambam should add it to the list. Now, if I say to the Rambam, Shmir Babaylin is part is a given, it's a fact, it's not a Sofik. And everything else is a Sofik. It's much not like the Goyin. They all say for different reasons. Aruch HaShulchan says the reason is kilu like he's nachis that avada maybe kol ha'terekulo when you have a makhlekes or avachar avina maybe it's takam and asofik. But here, since the whole makhlekes is whether you darshan lefnei or lefnei de lefnei, he brings rise from many many rambams that we passing always darshan lefnei lefnei. So mabel over here is zechuk in a darshan lefnei lefnei that the p'tush mirbam goes back on the two parshas before by shem mechina. Mabel it is avada not asofik. But other achrayim like Rabbi Chanan and others say they're achshay. They say no. The halacha k'divrei meikel is bedin vaday, not like the goyin. It's not a sofik, and mameila the goyin's teretz doesn't work. And forget the Rava Magid is good, right? What was the goyin's kashin Rava Magid? If that was the case, and every shmir babaylim, every pshir babaylim, he should be chayv because pshay is kamazik. No, it's not true because not a sofik. It's a vaday. Pshir babaylim is pata. But you say in that goyin state, you're gonna every time you get in yeshiv, there's a grade on this. Whether it's mitam sofik, mitam, this is the goyin. Whenever you hear that the famous, this is it. This is the goyin who holds the halacha k'divrei meikel is only mitam sofik, not mitam vadi. All right. Geshmak abis. But it la halacha. Look at the shak. Sif cotton test. V'yesh poitrim. V'chein eka. The shak paskins like the sheet of v'yesh poitrim. V'kalel sim samak vav. V'reis sim ishamala. Because even if the whole Rambam is geboit on the fact, and the Lomb, like the Rav Magid, the whole Rambam is geboit on the fact that Pshia Gamazik, the Rambam Lishitosei, and not we, Lididan, don't passing like that. We argue with the Rambam, by Avodim Sharzakakois, and all the places. We argue with the Rambam. We hope Pshia is not Gamazik, so it's Midin Vade. So if we argue all over there, and we're going to argue here too, the Ravad, you're going to be Potter. Like I said, and in the old Shulchan Aruch,
the Tvisa won't help.
No, Tvisa could help because it's a Safik. So it's like Goruf in the regular Sofik, Tvisa helps even for Geneva and Vaveda and because we have a suffix if shmiru b'baylim, if shutfim is considered a full shmiru b'baylim or not. So that suffix tfisa will work for, or at least like to mechavish shita. But lagabi this din that pshia is worse, that we passing like the second shita. I told you before that the old shulchan aruch, I looked it up in the first printed shulchan aruch, it's yesh mechayiv b'loshin yachid. The tzedekum mishpat over here says that the reason why the mechaber says yesh mechayiv v'yesh poitrim is to tell you that the halacha is like the poitrim, because it's a das yochid who's mechayiv. He brought down the Rambam because he always leans towards the Rambam, especially in Choshen Mishpat. He says it many times in the Beis Yosef that we always go bust to the Rambam. But so he brings down the Rambam Shida, but only b'losh and yochid to tell you it's a das yochid. We don't follow it, but the halacha yesh poitrim. So la halacha avad, the guy is going to have a suffix like by pshir, like just like with Neva Aved in 19.
Can you know that from the fact that he put yesh poitrim at the end?
Well, not if you do yesh v'yesh. If the mechaber does yesh v'yesh and it's a shayla how he paskin. It's not so pashut. But at least if he says a Lashon Yachid, the first one, so you see, he's really passing like the second sheet of the Lashon Rambam. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Sif Yud Beis. Another Gishmak Asif. Malami Tinoikis, if someone is a Rebbe, now this Rebbe means he was hired by the city. He's a Rebbe of the city. You send your kid, you don't send your kid, you know, like a public school type of a setting. This is the chayd of the city, hired by the city, like in the olden days, that's how it was. The city had taxes, and they had a higher rav, and the sheikhit, and a saifa, and just like we have Lahavdil today, we have township committees, and we have surveyors, and engineers, and what is it called? The attorney for the prosecutor, it's called the public, for the town, they do. There's always like a prosecutor that's hired, the district attorney that's hired, that he has to represent if his clone can't afford it, whatever it is, he has to be paid, hired. The judges, right? The judges, you don't pay for the judge, a public defender, whatever it is. Yeah, you have different things. We still have the concept, maybe not in a Yiddish type of a setting, but in a collective setting, there is such a concept that there are public workers, sanitation department, there are a lot of things that we have that are mishubit for everyone. They have to do work for everyone. So those cases were Malami, Tinoikis, Venatel of Nehem Medina, they had people going around gardeners, Machaya, on the city, Vamakis Lemdam, they had doctors, blood letters, Vaisoifa Shalahem, which the Rishonim, the Rishonim here, he said means Seifa Shtaris, they had lawyers hired by the town, anytime you needed a shtar, no problem, call up the lawyer, legal advice is free, social medicine, there's social law, social everything. Kol Elu Chiyetzabem, all these type of workers, the day that he's working for you, if he lends or rents out an item to one of these people that he's working for, is going to be potter, because like we said, the shmir b'baylam works even for pshia. Aval who? But if one of these public servants, Sheshal or Sacha Mehem, borrowed from one of the townspeople, Chayiv, She'enim Shulam Loi, because the townspeople are not hired out to them, so they're not going to have the Ptur Shmir Mam, but we'll have the Ptur Shmir Babalim. It's a great, great thing. Just borrow anything you want from these public people, these servants of the town, and you'll be Potter. That's the first Shita. The Eshoim Rim, the second Shita, is Shebizman Haroyla Malacha, if it's a time that's fitting for work, even if they have not yet started to work, or right now they're twiddling their thumbs because no one right now needs the public defender, no one needs their garbage picked up, so they're keeping their feet on the desk, they're doing nothing, but the second they get a phone call, they're going to come, the fire department, the police department, they're doing the schmoozing, they're smoking, they're doing gvaldik hazachin, but the second is a call, then they'll consider coming to the scene of the crime. First they'll finish the cigarette, but then they'll come. Right? So these people, because they're not mechuyiv, they're not allowed, they're not allowed to exempt themselves, to excuse themselves from that malacha. If I call them, they got to stop what they're doing and come and respond to my call. That means they're 24/7. They're on call. You have somebody on call. It's like as if the Shaila Babaylam. Even if you have to taka pay them every time they do the service, but be'etzim they're on call. You have these things that they have a contract that they got to do my law, they got to plow my thing. We got to have it. I grew up in the east side, so they have these, in the apartment buildings, they have these maintenance. The super is a maintenance department. So depending what, they had to, over time it evolved more and more charges. But it used to be everything was free. Yeah, you had anything broken, they came to your house and they fixed it. After a while, they started, they got to come, but every time that you have a service, you have to pay a nominal fee, $50, whatever it is, you got to pay for the call. I guess people are taking advantage. So be'etzim, they're still meshubit to come to you, not because of your money, they're meshubit to come because that's the contract that you have with them. The whole building hired this guy out that he has to fix anything whenever there's a problem. So since he got to do that, even though you have to, I feel him turk lasit a scarf every time you call him. So memeli you're gonna have the patur of shmir b'bailim because he's on call 24/7, an in-house lawyer, an in-house accountant. So you, if he doesn't have any work to do, he does nothing. He surfs the internet. But if he has, if you need him to do something, then yeah, he's on. He got to do it. An in-house graphic designer, you got to do it. If I need right now something, they got to do it. So since they're on call, they're constantly on call, so memeila it's going to be a constant shmir b'bayilim. Just like midi davah shut from shesachrus, just like if you have partners or hire a worker for the whole month or for the whole year to do whenever they need jobs done, the b'chol shav yishayla b'bayilim l'chalech mem. Whenever they need it, that's when it's going to be yishayla b'bayilim. So the second shita says that as long as he's on call, at least it's a time that's befitting for work. So Miri says that's a fuki at night or fuki lunch hour where he has to eat, so he doesn't have to take your call. But whenever he has to take your call, even if he's doing nothing, he's meshubit, he got to come, so Mamel is going to be a p'tur, shmir b'bailam. He's meshubit to me, it's like he's working for me. The first shita holds not like that. The first shita says, yoyim shu yoyche b'ilasis b'milachtai. Now, it's not clear 100% in the Mechaba. The first sheet is the Rambam. What Nekudo is the Rambam arguing with the second sheet? And I'll explain. It's really Machloik is showing him how to touch up the Rambam. The Ramach in the Sheet of Mekabetes touches up the Rambam. That the Rambam goes to the extreme, that it has to be, the Ptur is not going to be for anyone in the city. The Ptur is only, the first sheet holds that I'm only Pato. If Grada right now he's servicing me, if I have a guy who's sanitation department, right, and I borrow something from him, so by me I have collection Monday morning, so pickup is Monday morning. If Monday morning I borrow something from him, that's my day, my time, then in a chanami, at that point I'm going to have the p'tur of Shmir B'Bailim. But if I borrow from him Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning he has garbage pickup on the other side of town, but not for me, then I'm not going to have the p'tur of Shmir B'Bailim, because now, even though he's working collectively for the city, but Tuesday morning is not working for me, Tuesday morning is working for somebody else. So I'm not going to have to push me around. It's only going to be potter for mamish, the person who he happens to be servicing at that moment of the Haskalah Sashmira. That's how the Ramach learns up the Rambam, which is not like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim don't say he has to be working for me. I forget, even if the guy just on call is enough. The second, and if you hold like this sheet of the Ramach, just to be masbi a little more, it's Yitachin at least, that the guy who's going to be Pato on the day that he's supposed to be working for me, even if he's not yet working. It means if Monday morning is my pickup, is the day that he's supposed to pick up for me, then in the Chanami, as long as I borrow something from him any time Monday morning, I'm going to have the Ptur of Shmir Bank, because today's my day. Today, he has to service my sanitation needs. So today is my, just like the second sheet of hose, that he's on call whenever I want him. Well, I can't ask him to come Tuesday to pick up my garbage, but Monday I could. So Monday, he's on call for me to pick up my garbage. So at Monday morning, the whole day, or the whole day Monday, whatever he has to come Monday, if Monday's my day, he's on call for me. Monday, I'm going to have the Ptur, even if he didn't start working for me.
You said borrowed on Monday. Doesn't make difference when you borrowed it.
Haskalas Hashmir. By Shmir B'Bailim, it always starts by the Haskalas Hashmir. It's irrelevant when it blows up. It always starts at when the Shmir kicks in, the Haskalas Hashmir. If you have Bailim then you have Tor Shmir B'Bailim. If not, not. So, and the Mishnah Melech, one second, the Mishnah Melech makes this diik, because the Lashon is, Yoyim Shehu Yoyse B'Ilas Es B'Malach. What's the Yoyim? So Mishra Melech means, even if it's not the exact Shah that he's working for me, as long as it's my day that he got to work for me, that's already enough, I'm going to have the Petur. That's this Shita in the Rama.
Why is that different than the on-call of the second Shita? Bishlam, you can say, if I took it when he came to my house to pick up the garbage, he lent me something. So now he's the Etzim working for me. That's the Shmir B'Bailim. Why, if it's during that day because he's on-call,
He's on call. He's mature to me. Whenever I want to call him, he has to pick up my garbage. He's on call. Second sheet also holds like that. Correct. His second sheet also holds like that. But what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina second sheet holds that you're going to have the patur every day of the week, even if it's not my day. Because he's meshubit to the city, on call for the city, I got a call. Mashenkin, the first sheet tells, no, only if he's working for me, lemaisa is working for me, or at least today is meyuchadik, my day that he's on call for me. But if it's not meyuchad to me, if it will be, let's a type of a person, not like sanitation, but it will be a public defender, he's on call 24-7, 7 days a week, rather than that, but 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, he's on call for whoever calls him, so the first sheet is going to hold. Look, right, if he's not working for me right now, I'm not going to have the patur. If he's working for me, I'll have the patur. The second sheet holds, no, as long as
a public voice,
a collective on-call is also good enough. That's the second sheet. The first sheet, for anyone in the city, there's a whole city out there, anyone could call him. He's not miyuchad to me, that's also good.
The first should be a little different. It shouldn't mean that it has to be a day.
No, the ik and the kud, no, the ik and the kud is, correct.
Okay.
The first sheet like this prat holds, I have to mamish be doing work for me. If I'm a yuchud, this is my day, that's also good enough, because it's also like I'm mamish doing work for me. But just to say that I'm doing work for everybody, that's not enough. It has to be mamish for me. And the second sheet holds, no, as long as it's for everybody, it's also good enough. There's a different pshat in the Rambam. The Rivosh learns pshat in the Rambam differently. I should really say that. Let me first get the Me'iri. The Me'iri learns a different pshat in the Rambam. The Me'iri learns that you don't have to be doing work dafka for me. That's not the nekuda. You don't have to be doing work. He leaves out chelek. He could even touch the Rambam like that. That which Rambam says in Mishul Ohiskel Echad Me'elu Shoesik B'Malachdam Loiter Ramacha means to that one who I'm actually servicing now. The Me'iri says no. As long as it's Le'echad Be'elu from the whole township Shoesik B'Malachdam. As long as it's one of those people that I'm mashubba to do work, that's enough. But what is the vart? The Me'iri learns that the vart is that the Rambam holds that you have to be mamish doing work. Being on call is not enough. You have to physically being working for the guy. You're Ovid right now, then you're going to have the patur. If you're not Mamish Ovid right now, that's not going to be patur. What does he do to Mishal Dog's Dika? We'll get out of it. But you got to be working. Means, does the Rambam, what's the Nakuda the Rambam? Is the Nakuda the Rambam that has to be miyuchad to me? That's the vote of the Rambam, but not the collective. Or the Miri says, no, he has to be Mamish Oisik B'mlocha. Taka doesn't have to be for me, maybe. But he got to be working. Stam on call is not good enough.
We said by wife.
100%. That's going to be Shalom. We had it by wife. I'm going to see him yet by the next if by a Rebbe and by Shutfim. There are many Mirais that on call is good enough. And we have to address this. The Rivosh puts both into the Rambam. He holds that the Rambam need both things. A, you got to be mamish working. On call is not good enough, and it has to be mamish for you. Just if I'm working for someone else in the city, not for you, it's not good enough. I got to be mamish working for you, and then I'll have the patur. And the Ravosh puts both of them together. And the Shaila is the Sivis Yesterday on the Rambam. The Shita was going on. We find many places the on call is good enough. Okay, but let me hold on. I'll get back. Lean at the Sivis later on.
Working for you and on call. How far does that go? In other words,
working for me is he's actually screwing the doorknob, fixing my oven. He's actually picking the garbage out of my thing.
So the garbage man is down the block.
He's not for me. Right. When he's actually lifting it onto the truck, those 20 seconds, he's on call for me. Maybe you could even find out that when he's driving from my neighbor to me, those 3 seconds that it takes him to get from house out, this last leg of his journey is for me. So maybe that's also for me, those last, few seconds. Plus when he's lifting it. Anything else, it's not for me. It's finished. I don't have the patur shmir b'bam.
Once he has the garbage, he has to cart it off.
Oh, then he has to cart it off. I hear. So that also serves me till he gets to the end of the line. That's for me? Or he doesn't want to... I don't mind. Let him keep the garbage in his truck.
You don't care, but he is taking your...
I hear the time. Maybe you're right. In the camp. Fine, till the end of the line. Okay, fine.
If the truck breaks down, the garbage is not lying.
Okay, so now... No, but he wants to say, but the city wants the garbage not to be sitting in the middle of Fifth Avenue. They want.
He's working for the city. My exact.
Me too. Me too. Property. Okay, it's not miyuchah to me.
Okay. Take it out of my property. It has nothing to do with me.
Okay, fine. Let's move.
The truck will blow up.
Fine. Now let's understand the Ramah. In the Ramah itself, there are many understandings to the Ramah. The Ramah says like this: as long as you're on call, That's already Ptur B'Rayim. Because whenever I need you, I call you, you gotta come right away. You gotta do it. And the Ramah, the second sheet. And the second sheet says, what? Just like Shutfim Shesachrus Chechaydish also has the same din. What's that case? So the Sma says, if you look in Sivkot and Yates, Pirish, what does that mean, Shutfim Shesachru? Midi Davishnaim Shesachru B'Shutfis Chilachaydish, Shesachru L'Melechishnein, Lazos L'Cholak, M'Lechisatzim, Be'ezah Shetorak Loi. It means that we jointly hire somebody. V'shutfim dekama, we're really not shutfim, we're only shutfim in this venture of hiring you. That's what it means. We hired somebody together. That's what it means, shutfim tzatzakro. But you can't say it means shein shutfim bedav acher, that we're really legitimate shutfim in our business. V'soichin tzchei chodesh zeh lasis lehen bedava hahu demkein leidamu l'shasal makas dam ve'enek dekochoshev dereishom b'nei medina enim l'shafif tofim bo'yakad l'kulam. So then it wouldn't be kulam. So it wouldn't be a good b'kulam for anything. It wouldn't be a good tushtel. See, Zmatchik the Loshin, the end of Shutfim, it means we're Shutfim in this venture of hiring you. We don't even know each other. But Lagabi hiring, I can't afford an in-house lawyer myself, you can afford, but together we could, we have enough business together, so we hire a lawyer that this lawyer has to do service both of us. That's how the Sma learns. So Ma'is is it's a Ritva, says Mufuj, by care from the Sma, in this sheet, it's a Raivit, touches up the Raivit that the Shutfim was the case that we already shut from somewhere else, and that's the halak. And I'll explain to you'll see that there's a whole different meaning here, but let's take apart the second sheet. Let's understand this. Second sheet is whenever you're on call, it's a very shmir babayim. Why? Because if I call you, you got to come to me. Just like you said, like by an isha and by a malamid, very nice. So let me ask you a shaila. Bishlam, the guy's doing nothing, he's twiddling his thumbs. Whenever I call him, got to come. Very nice. But what happens if you already called him? Right now he's fixing your oven. And I call him. Says he, yeah, I'll be over by you in an hour. I'm fixing someone else. And right now I borrow something from him. I'm not going to have the p'tur shmir babayim. Because he's meshubit to do malachim whenever I want. Right now he can't do malachim for me. He's busy somewhere else. Most of the time the guy is busy. So most of the time he's somewhere else. I'm next. I'm the third on the line. I'm fourth on the line. I'm getting to you. Maybe tomorrow. You're going to have the p'tur shmir b'ayilim. The pashas of the lashin from everyone, the early shenim sound like, yeah, I'm going to have the p'tur shmir b'ayilim. The gemara, I'll have the b'din evid atayo, as long as it's during working hours, I'm going to have the p'tur shmir b'ayilim. How does it work then, the p'tur shmir b'ayilim, if he's working for somebody else, not working for me? He can't even work for me if he wanted to. He's meshubit somewhere else. What's going on? In b'daychik, you're going to have to say that hayoyis, fundamentally, he's meshubit to do malacha for me right now. Just he can't because he's tired somewhere else. But I'm next on the line. But Batam, if he won't be tired, he has to work for me right now. So there's a fundamental yisoid that he has to be working for me right now. That's already enough to make shmir b'avam. It's a double muzah. It's a double chodesh. What's going on here? So if you look in the Rishonim, they're going to have a machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit, this Shita. It's the first Shita, the Rambam. It's machloikis, how to tie up the Rambam. It's the second Shita, the Raivit. It's machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit. And I think that this machloikis, how to tie up the Raivit, is so Yisaydik. It's a Yisaydik for Gan Shmir B'Bailam. Now explain. This kasha, what's going to happen if you're working for someone else? How am I going to have a Tzur Shmir B'Bailam? Already the Rishonim asked. Well, the Mavli B'Teich Lishonim. And the Ramach says, translates like this. Because when you're working for somebody else right now, I want you to work for someone else right now. You know why? Because if you finish there, you're going to come to me. So I want you. Go. Finish the job there. The sooner you finish, the better. Because I'm going to get. I'm next. I'm the third online. So finish all your jobs. So even when you're working for someone else, I want you to be working for someone else. I hired you. We hired you collectively. How are you being? How are you working for me and my malacha? Well, right now, when you're fixing my neighbor's appliance, you're collecting his garbage, you're working for me right now because I want you to finish his garbage. I want you to finish doing what you're doing over there, because as soon as you finish there, then you're going to come to me. So it's like mishtar shila, he says. I have an indirect anah by you working there because you really, because I know I'm going to get you.
You'd rather him stop and come to you.
Yeah, but we have an internal agreement, first come, first serve. But I'd rather you finish there, because if you're not going to finish there, then you're not going to get to me till the next day, because I'm the second on the fourth on line, whatever it is. So I want you, keep on working, just keep on working over there, because the sooner you finish there, the sooner you're going to be free to work for me. That's what the Ramach says. However, the Ritva and the Nemuki Yosef take it on to a whole new meaning. And they say that when you collectively hire somebody, the fact that he's working over there is also Shmir B'Bailim. It's also Balavim Mai B'Malachtai. Where's my Malacha? There! I hired you to work for my friend. If we collectively hire you, to service anyone in the community. So as long as you're servicing anyone in the community, you're doing my job. Okay, it's not my job. You're doing our job. We hired you to work for us. As long as you're doing our job, you're imi b'malachti. You're maybe with 100 people b'malacha, because it was a collective shutvis. And he says, that's what the Ravid man, midi dava shut from shesakru. If you have a partnership, we are partners, and one guy hires, because right now you are working for the partnership. So even if you're working for my partner right now, it doesn't make a difference. You're working for me too. We hired you. I want you to work for my partner. That's what I hired you to do. I hired you to work for the whole city. So when you're collecting garbage on the other side of town, you're doing it because I hired you. If that's the case, so that's a Shmir Babaylam. Shail of how vai to go. What I want to bring out here, it's a very fundamental. We once cled, we were mavliya. We had a shaila before, had a tight shop shach and a sma. But we had a shaila when it says, Bail of ima b'malachte, what malach it has to be? So we brought down a stipler, has a mamish, you have to own it. And we said, no, that's not pshat. But we had a chakira, is malachte means because I did it on your saying, on your behest, because you hired me, you asked me to do it. Or malachte means I'm doing it for your te'elis. And if you look in the Achrayim and Chuvis and Baiskin, you'll see different Lashonis. Does it have to be my Hana, my Te'elis, my Malach means the Te'elis of that Malacha? Or it's enough the mere fact that I hired to do it, you're doing it for me, that's enough. Lamasha, we had a case before that you went to check out the behemoth, you let me your behemoth, and then while I was loading the behemoth, you helped me load the behemoth, so I shouldn't kill your animal loading it. So it says that if you did it by yourself, voluntarily, you weren't doing it for me, you're doing it to save your animal, to protect your animal. And we declared, what would be if I actually asked you to help me load the animal, but your kavona may be still to protect the animal? So we had a shayla. There, you're doing it for your own talis, but you're doing it because I asked you to. It's on my behest. What would be if I ask you, Stam, I hired you to work for someone else. I'm a good Samaritan. I know my friend needs something. I want to do matoiva, a present, whatever it is. So I hire a worker to work in his house, whatever it is. And now I borrow something from you. I'm going to have a p'tur bal of imay. You're not working for me. I have no tellus out of it. You're helping my friend. Maybe Tevis Hanob, but I have no tellus out of it. So, will I have the Ptur Baal of Imay? Because I, Lemais, was the one who hired you? Or no? Because I don't have Hanob, so I'm not going to have Ptur Baal of Imay. I think that's the Machlek as he's showing him. The Ramach says, I have to have tellus. When you're working for someone else, I must have tellus. So he has a indirect tellus, Mishtashile. I want you to rework there, and I'm having tellus for you working there, because the sooner you finish there, then you're going to come to me. So I hired you to work there, but that wouldn't be enough. I also have to have another that you're working there. I have another that you're working there, because the sooner you finish there, then you're going to come to me. But Stam, if I hire you to work somewhere else, and I don't have enough, I'm not going to have a Torah of Imai. Vashenken, the Ritvan, the Mokyoiz, and the Elzano, I've enough of the Torah of Imai, nevertheless. Because if I hired you, and you're doing it because of my say-so, because I asked you to, that's balavima, even if I don't have any under. The fact that the whole city collectively hired you, and I want you to collect everyone's garbage in the city, even though Bemis, I really don't care if your garbage is collected, I only care about my garbage, but when you're collecting, when the garbage collector is collecting anyone else in the city's garbage, why is he doing? Because I hired him. So I'm going to have a balavima. It's a very sadistic machlekes. I think that's this machlekes here. Kitzur, you have two shittas here. You have the first shitta is the Rambam, who needs, you have to be working, maybe holds even on call is not good enough. And the second shitta, now as long as you're on call, and even if you're working someone else, either that's as if you're already working for me, or at least it's like you're working for me because I have anor from it, and that's why you're working for me. That's going to be the two shittas. Now the first shitta, like I said, the Rambam holds, you have to be mamish working like some shatim, and has to be mamish, and not even on call is good enough. What's going on? Like you asked, we know that on call works everywhere else. Why shouldn't on call work here? So Nesivis asked the kasha. Nesivis Sifkot and Gimel asked the kasha. He said, just like we find in Baba Niksei Ishtoi, and Bashutvim in Siv Zayin, and he could have, for that matter, he could have quoted Sif Yigimah by a Rebbe. We see it all over. And he says, L'chei Nira, no. The Dafka Hacha, in Sifkan Gimel, a couple lines in, the Dafka Hacha B'shasa, Sfir Leila Rambam, the boy Oisik B'malach, the Dafka, the boy Oisik B'malach Esacher, Sfir Leila Rambam, the Lavi Shela B'Bailam. The Rambam over here needs, you have to be working for me, and working for someone else is not good enough. You know why? But Tam lezeh, da b'shutvin amrinim b'reira, she b'shoa she ha-shutv hazeh tzork lezeh, havi kesholoi legamri, k'mavu b'ram b'nin d'arim. U'mamei lehoka, k'sha'acha tzork l'shtalim, havi kesocholoi kulo lezman ahu, v'lavi shelo b'zman ahu l'acher. When shutvim hires somebody out, the Rambam held, like the Ran in the d'arim, There's not pshat that Batim is meshubit to both of us, and he's working for both of us the whole time. Just sometimes he does my malacha, sometimes he does your malacha. The Rambam learned yesh breira. So Monday morning he's working for me, came out when I hired him today. Is it right that I hired him for Monday morning? And Monday in the afternoon he was working for my shotif. It's in this barrel, I'm afraid, that when we hide this guy, we hired him lechatchila that Monday afternoon he should work for you. And so on for the entire year. Whenever he's working for you, it's mafreya that he's hired only for me for this time. And whenever he's working for you, it's mafreya that he's hired only for you for this time. It's yesh breira. Mamela, so the Rambam, if he's not doing work for you, he's doing work for someone else, so he's not your bol of imay. But if he's doing work for you, then you'll have bol of imay. That's means the Rambam maybe would be mighty in theory that ima b'malachta doesn't, you don't have to have toelis, and he understands that I can hire you to someone else and that would be enough. But I didn't even hire you to work for my partner. That during that hour, my partner's hiring you. Okay. Are we collectively, jointly being mishtatif to hire you? Yeah, so you break it down. It came out in my phrase that all the Monday mornings and whatever you work for me, that's my chelek of parayim. And all the times that he worked for you, that was your chelek of parayim. And Mela, when he's working for you, he's not working for me b'chas. He doesn't have to b'al avimai. I, what's mashman the Ram, like some touch up the Ram and hold that even on call is not good enough. So he says the same reason. Even if neither is calling him, neither needs him right now, and he's just on call. Then he has to be working mamish for me. It's the same shita. Since the Rama holds yesh breira, and when he's working for you, he's for you, and he's working for me, he's for me. If he's not working at all, I can't invoke here the tour. Oh, whenever you're on call, whenever you come. Bishlam, husband, his wife's on call for him. No one else. Or the vice versa. The husband's on call for the wife, some shatim, whatever it is. Or by Rebbe, he's on call to the Tamidim. Or the case of Shutfif, you're on call for me, I'm on call for you. But over here, when Shutfif hire a worker, if he's doing nothing, I can't say he's on call for me. Anytime if I would call first, he'd have to come to him. If my shutif gets there first and ask him to do something for him, he's going to have to go to my shutif, and it'll be in this barrel of my freya that he was only my shutif's worker for this time. Because yesh breira, not my worker. So Mameli says, even on call would not be good enough in the Rambam. Because if vivat yod yesh breira, that he might be working for someone else, you're not going to have the p'tur here of yesh breira. You're not going to have the p'tur here of shmir b'bayim. Because if you say yesh breira, that at this time he was talking working for someone else. Even if no one calls him, but if he's doing nothing, I can't say, well, since he's on call, if I would call him, he's working for me. No, I don't have that p'tur, because if my friend would call him, he'd be working for my friend. So Mebele says, yesh breira. No one called him, and he's getting paid for this time too. So I don't know, see if he learns, I don't know, he's not getting paid at all? I don't know. I mean, if he's getting paid for both of us, he should have the p'tur, like the Ritvan Mokiyaz. I don't know, unless he talks about the Ritvan, but he learns that it's a special thing because the shutfin is yesh breira, and that's why. But without that, maybe he would be moed. I don't know. But those are the 2 days in the like I said, you have in-house attorneys, in-house accountants, graphic designers. You have a lot of things. Live-ins. You have a live-in. She's on call whenever you want. I mean, within reason, she's on call. So if you borrow anything from her, you can have a tour from your revival. Because at any given moment, I mean, besides whatever, if she's a Jew, at any given moment, she has to work for you. And so you have a p'tur, shmir b'bayim.
Why can't you say a little differently? The nafkamina between the first sheet and the second sheet is in the first sheet that if the person is working for nobody, so b'shas ma'isa, then everybody has an equal shutvus in it, so then uncle will work. If he's working for Ruvain, then if Shimon borrows something from him while he's working for Ruvain, zokun yesh breira, at that moment he's only working for Ruvain, not for Shimon. The second sheet will hold. No. Sai, if your uncle is not working at all, so Mela.
But then you're going to have to say that the second sheet is moided. If he's actually working for somebody else, you will not have the p'tur of Shmir B'Bailam. They hold the edge breyer. They don't hold the edge breyer.
They hold the aim breyer.
So
therefore, the second sheet is going to hold that even when he's working for Ruvain. If Shimon borrows something, he's
back. Why? But why? I'm working for Yen.
Because he's not.
But he's not going right now. He's working for his own. He can't come to me. So you have to go to the other side. So you want to say to Maklek is if you hold the Yesh Breira and Breira, but you still have to come on to that other raid. Right. Either because Mishtarshi, like the Ramach, or the Ritvan and Maki Yosef.
But the Nafimina will be that in the first sheet, when he's working for nobody, he'll talk to Shmir B'Bailam for both. because they're both paying equally.
Yeah, but it's not mashman like that in the first shita. Like I said, some rishonim learned up the rivosh, and others learned up that the miri, correct, the miri, right? It's a makleik, the miri not mak. So like some will work, some won't work, and that might be. But it comes out that yisoid is tick. But I want to take out of here the yisoid in every shmir b'avaylem. Do you need balavim or balakta means? Because you hired me, because you asked me, or malachta me, so that's why it's considered your malacha, or malachta means because you're getting to elis from it. And if you look in the akhrenim, you'll see some lishanim like this, some lishanim like that, and I think it's this malachah is rishanim. Okay, we have like 2 minutes left. I just want to start, at least if you'd give me, because it's sort of the same lumdas, but I'll stop in the middle. Harav ha-shoinu la-tamidav, if a rabbi is teaching his tamidim, emheim tzrichim lo-moit imoi b'chol mesechta she-yirtza, if them is shubba, whenever he wants to change the mesechta, they got to learn whatever the rabbi wants to learn. B'chol mesechta she-yirtzahu, whatever the rabbi wants. V'afim mischilu mesechta achas, even in the middle of his mind. He started one mesechta, before he finishes it, yachal ishanes l'acheres, like in all yeshivas today, and then don't even finish mesechta. The next man, the yeshiva decides they're doing something else. That's it. If you're in this yeshiva, you got to conform, otherwise go to a different yeshiva. Oz, havihem kish'ulim loy. They, the Tamidim, are Meshubah, they're like Shol to the Rebbe, because they have to, they're there for the Rebbe to listen, to hear the Shmuzim, to hear the Shurim, and they're at his, whatever he wants, whatever his whim is, whatever exactly he wants to learn, they got to do. So they're like Shol Loi. Us, Havihem Kishulim Loi, Shem Iman B'malacha, Vim Shol Mehem, and if he borrows from them, Havi Shela B'Bailim. But if it's the other way around, Vim Hutzar Chlumo Rimoim B'Chom Bakim Sheyirtzu, whatever the Tamidim want, Oz it's faked, who nishal lahem, he's like nishal lahem, v'afilu shaloi b'shasalim, even if he's not actually learning now. Kivin shetzorach lumini man b'chol leisha yitzav, they say, Rebbe, tell me a vod, Rebbe, I don't understand the kash, and the I don't understand the taisis, you have to help me, the Rebbe got to help him, he's on call, so memelo, there's going to be a p'tur shmir b'ayim the other way around.
Is Rebbe being paid?
So the Makar HaChayim, the Nesivis says that dafka the Rebbe is not being paid. Dafka malave b'chinam. It's not so pashut. But
he's being paid, so the fact that he can change from a septa, well, I said they hired him.
They hired him, so he's being paid. So even though it's up to him to change, that was the terms. All right, you have to know. Good. Well, Belina, maybe we'll discuss it next week. The Madava Tali Bishneim, if either one could decide on the Masechta, Shem Masechta, Shisko Yigmur, they got to finish the Masechta they start, and each time they take a vote what to learn next. Ve'en a Rav Yachal Yishanis Shem Masechta, Shulem Midas Am Tamidim, V'la Tamidim, V'la Das Rav, Oz Enim Shulem Zela Zeklal, and Memelo is not considered Shmira B'Bailim. All right, we're going to stop over here. Belina, in the next week. Again, hopefully. So you have to know. We have to. It's a good shaila. Belina, hopefully next week, I hope to finish the simon before Pesach. Good tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.